Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. Welcome to another Sunday Lovegram. I have a tiny bit of music. I haven't even listened to it myself. It was just recommended by Spotify, and I thought, let's give it a go. Surprise ourselves. It's called Soledad Canyon by Alma May. Oh, it's beautiful. Maybe I'll play a little bit more if I remember. I like that it's 3 minutes and 13 seconds long. 13 is one of my favorite numbers. I don't know where to go from there. Hello. I wanted to play some music. I didn't really want to, you know, think about it. I thought it'd be fun to just see what pops up. And that was really beautiful. Sometimes it's really lovely, isn't it, to let ourselves be kind of carried, you know, as if we're floating on a river. And just, I just had that image of like floating on an inner tube. I haven't done that for years. Oh my goodness. How fun is that? You know, that sense of you're kind of just bobbing along, and maybe it's very, very, very gentle waters. And that's what that music felt like to me. I had pulled up a poem for you, something that yesterday I met with a new friend. Hi, Penny, if you're listening. And we did some wild writing together. And one of the things that we each kind of were thinking about before we met was like, oh, what would be some great prompts to bring? And I had grabbed just a few poems, didn't even really look at them, out of a folder that I have. And this one is so beautiful. We didn't write to it yesterday, but I read it to her aloud, and it's just a beautiful thing. And so when I'm reading it to you right now, whether you like poetry or not, if you don't like poetry, I'm going to hope that you might just give it a chance, because the poetry that I like, it's almost more like story, and you don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to try to like understand anything. Just listen and see if anything calls to you. That's my hope. So if you can, if you're not driving or operating some heavy machinery, as they always say, close your eyes and just listen, and we'll see what happens. So this is called Absolute by Jacqueline Woodson. The summer I was 10, a teenager named Kim butterflied my hair, cornrows curling into braids behind each ear. Everybody's wearing this style now, Kim said. Who could try to tell me I wasn't beautiful? The magic in something as once ordinary as hair that for too long had not been good enough, now winged and amazing, now connected to a long line of crowns. Now connected to a long line of girls, moving through Brooklyn with our heads held so high, our necks ached. You must know this too, that feeling of being so much more than you once believed yourself to be. So much more than your two skinny arms and two big feet and two long fingers and too thick and stubborn hair. All of us now suddenly seen the trick mirror that had us believe we weren't truly beautiful, suddenly shifts. And there we are, and there we are, and there we are again. And oh, how could we not have seen ourselves before? So much more. We are so much more. Isn't that beautiful? I just want to read that very, very last part again for you now. And there we are, and there we are, and there we are again. And oh, how could we not have seen ourselves before? So much more. We are so much more. I didn't even remember where I found this poem, but there it was in my folder, like a surprise gift for me, and hopefully for you too. I hope you enjoy it. I think there's something so incredibly moving about, you know, the poet when she says, you know, so much more than the two skinny arms and two big feet, You know, and don't many of us do this to ourselves? I mean, maybe hopefully you don't, but I know so many, myself and so many of my friends and so many of the people I coach and so many of the people I meet, you know, we can get fixated on the parts of us that maybe we wish were different, or that we wish weren't there, or that we worry about, or that stress us out, or that make us feel less than, right? Less than who we really are. And I think this poem is such a beautiful, I guess a beacon is the word that comes to me, like a beacon of, you know, what's possible. Certainly other people often see us in the so much more realm, right? Like at the end of the poem when she says, wait, I'm not going to find it again. Yeah. How could we not have seen ourselves before? So much more. I know for myself that happens all the time, right? When I'm talking to my friends or thinking of them, it's the so much more, right? We see the beauty, we see the exquisite uniqueness of people we love. We delight. You know, yesterday I was talking to my friend Rachel, who lives in Toulouse, and we had a beautiful almost 90-minute call. I was just out walking outside, and there was a moment I remember distinctly when she laughed at something, and I was just like transported back to, you know, us being in person. I had visited her in France a couple times a few years ago, and I just was thinking, oh, I just love her, you know, like just, oops, my alarm went off and I lost my train of thought. But I think what I was remembering was when I was on a phone call with my friend Rachel, and I just felt this overwhelming like flood of love. And I think that's often how we are with the people in our lives. And yet it's a little bit harder to do with ourselves. And so I didn't realize this was what I was going to talk about this morning with you, but I think this is the message for today is really about, as you're listening to this, is it possible to experience that so much more of you, right? That exquisite flood of love that I talked about for my friend Rachel, can you feel that for yourself? And yes, of course, for all the people you love, of course, right? That, you know, and of course, for the trees and the animals and the all everything of life, and not to leave ourselves out. It's so easy to leave ourselves out of that great love that we can feel for life and for other people. I'm going to play a little bit more of that music and see if anything else wants to be said, or maybe this is a short message today. We'll see. You know what's interesting? Oh, I looked down as I was playing this music and I saw it said More by Alma May. And I, for a minute, I thought this song was called More. And I was going to say, wait a minute, this song is called More, just like our poem, So Much More. But actually, it was just saying More by Alma May if you want to listen to more. But I think that's kind of funny. I love little kismet things like that in life, even though this wasn't really a kismet, but in a way it was, right? Because that's how I saw it. So more love for ourselves, more pausing to appreciate ourselves. Oh, I know what I'll tell you. And then I think I'll leave this a little shorter today. I don't know why. That just feels right. But I was doing a meditation, I don't know if it was earlier this week or last week now, I can't remember, but a beautiful few lines just literally dropped into my head from life, beautiful gift from life while I was meditating. And I'm going to share them with you because they've been bringing me a lot of comfort and a lot of joy. And here's what the lines are. I live in a house of love. A river of abundance flows through. Magic abounds. I live in a house of love. A river of abundance flows through. Magic abounds. And I don't know why that jumped into my mind when I was saying more, but it's so beautiful, and I'm glad that it did drop in, and I'm glad I can share it with you, because maybe you'll want to adopt it. I've been repeating it to myself often, like an affirmation. And to me, I live in a house of love is maybe a companion to this poem, actually, right? Like, when I say I live in a house of love, I always first think of my own body. You know, some people say the body is a temple, right? So what happens if I see this body as a house of love? And then I like to expand it, you know, to my actual home, to my neighborhood, to this country I live in, to the planet, to the universe, right? Like, just kind of expanding it. And then I also like to think of the future as, you know, a future house of love, and imagine the possibilities for future love. And so that's like been a really beautiful, I guess we are so much more. How could we not have seen ourselves before? So much more. We are so much more. I don't know. That dropped in. It wanted to be said along with the poem. I love you. I'm so glad you're here with me. Please know that you bring me such inspiration and connection and delight. We may never have met, you know, even maybe we never even met on video. Maybe we've never even emailed each other. But it makes a difference. I'm a big believer in the energy that we can give one another, even from afar, even without meeting. I believe we're connected, like on a beautiful, beautiful network or web. And you are beautiful. I hope you feel that this morning. Okay, love you. Bye-bye.